That's okay. We'll just miss out on that first golden moment.
That's okay.
Now we are recording.
We are recording, and you're listening to Notes from the Stage right here on KNNA LP 95.7 FM, Lincoln, Nebraska. And we are coming to you live from the radio station right here at Good Shepherd.
Yeah.
Upstairs.
Good times.
And we're here every Thursday night from 5 to 6 p.m. Thank you, Ashley. I always want to say 7. I always want
to
say
Well, that's because we used to be on Mondays.
Yeah.
From 7 to 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you had to have a kid, so.
I know.
Yeah.
And you had to get cancer, so.
Yep.
You
had to do that.
Yeah. You just had to put the
wrench in the. Yep.
Yeah. So you were starting to say something, and then I interrupted you because I wanted to make sure that everybody knows that they are listening to KNNA LP 95.7 FM. Lincoln, Nebraska.
They know.
Did I put enough top of the hour stuff in there for you, Jim? I'm sorry.
I think we're good.
Yeah,
let it be on my head if we're not.
We're good. We're good.
I had zero part to play in this.
I'm literally
just sitting over here, and I was just updating our Facebook page trying to promote the show.
We're all three up here. It's all three of our fault.
Sure it was.
I was going through the checklist in my head trying to see. I thought there was something else, but yeah.
Meh.
I didn't think of it.
David, it's okay. It really doesn't matter. It's fine.
We got all the information in, so I think we're good.
So, Ashley.
Yeah, so tonight will be our second night of our mini-series for the top 25 musicals in the last 100 years.
Whoop, whoop.
And it's the American Film Institute is the one
who made the list.
And of course, I did everything backwards because I am just so cool like that. Last time we started with number one when I should have started with number 25, but
it's okay.
Hey, who doesn't I just got
so excited for number one, and then we worked our way down. So yeah.
Who doesn't like dessert first? Let's be honest.
I know.
This is true.
My grandma used to always say, you better eat dessert first because you may not have room for it in the end.
Exactly.
Unless it's ice cream.
My grandma says that it will fill in the little extra spaces.
The crevices. The other food hasn't filled up.
Quickly, eat the ice cream. Jesus may come back before dessert. So that's why we started with, that's the real reason, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Of course.
So tonight we are going to start off with number 7.
On the list,
On the list, yep. And the movie that is number 7, I guess, is A Star is Born.
With Judy Garland.
If as and when you've got a long face, rearrange it. Don't be contented with the wrong face. There's a way to change it. Does the day look painful? The future glum? Does the sky look rainful? Hey there, say there, are you in a vacuum? Stuff and nonsense you can overcome. A long face gets you nowhere. You lose that month of May. Like Peter Pan, the sweeter Pan wins the day. Go lose that long face, that long face. Go long and get
Kiss by Judy Garland from A Star Is Born.
Have you ever seen that one?
I have actually, but
really,
it's been a long time. Like, I know I've seen it, and I can picture, because in it she wears like a fedora and and a black tux top or whatever, and then the girly bottom or whatever kind of thing.
I can't remember if I've seen it, but my mom and I were just talking about this film specifically. I was asking her, I'm like, do you know of any other films, trying to like mix up some of our music that we play, because I know there's stuff that I've forgotten.
Yeah.
You know, my knowledge of these are pretty large, but not that large. So I asked her, and she was like, what about A Star Is Born? And I'm like, I had totally forgotten about that one. So,
you know, and
it just so happened it was on the list.
Well, and like looking at the list of these movies and stuff that they've ranked, I mean, this is definitely like the American Film Institute's, you know, their opinion in what they feel were the top one, you know, top 25 in the last 100 years.
Yep.
But I mean, I still, like, there are just some shows on here that I'm just kind of like, really? Really? Like, that means the top 25? Like, seriously?
Yep.
I'm just...
No accounting for taste.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did not consult us.
Yeah, making clearly this, not.
They should have.
You know, how could they not? It just blows my mind.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. So... I think, Ashley, we had maybe kind of touched base on this, and I'm going to throw a loop right into everything. So we briefly talked about this last week.
Oh, boy.
On our last show, but not on air. And that it was a kind of an idea of Jim's that we would ask people what maybe their top musical shows were.
Pull our fans and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anybody listening out there who wants to be a part of this, for our last show... after we're done with the top 25.
Yeah, because we won't have that many. I think there's going to be approximately five movies that we'll play in total instead of, or maybe even four.
Yeah.
Depending on how we get through tonight.
Yeah, exactly. If we talk too much or whatever, which generally happens.
Yep.
But, you know, Ashley and David and I were thinking about putting together, you know, our list, our top five that we felt out of everything and not just this top 25. So we thought it would, you know, it would take a cue from Jim, and it might be fun to get everybody else involved.
My
so.
Mom's already put in her vote. She just texted
you?
Yeah,
well, that
Jesus
was
Christ
quick.
Superstar.
Well, we know that.
I already knew that, but, you know, had to look it up. But yeah, that's Mom's already put her vote in. But yeah, I'll create a vote or a poll on Facebook.
Which, Ashley, maybe you could just touch base about our Facebook page then.
Yeah, if you just search Notes from the Stage, it will pull us up. Plus, you'll see me and Callie's lovely faces as the
joy.
Icon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You even get to see a picture of what the studio looks like. Granted, there's nobody in the studio.
But
and we actually
really
haven't posted one of the new sound
the
foam design.
Yeah, the sound dampening foam that's on the walls.
The decor in here.
Yeah, so make sure it doesn't sound so echoey here in the station on the radio for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really cool. Jim and, Kurt and his wife, Corey, have done a really good job with putting it all up here and everything. So,
yep.
Oh, hi, Shasta.
Oh,
by the way,
Shasta.
Yeah. Hey, she was supposed to come up a couple weeks ago and she never did. So we need to reschedule
that's
that.
Rude.
I know.
You're on
it's
my
okay.
list.
Life happens.
not so rude that you won't have her on.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Not that list.
Yeah.
That's a different list. I have many lists in my life.
Oh, my.
So if you guys want to find us on Facebook or on Twitter, Ashley, where could you find us on Twitter?
At NFTS957.
Okay.
And we also have an email, so if
address.
You don't want to Facebook us your thoughts or put it on Twitter, you can also email us at notesfromthestage@gmail.com.
Perfect. So if you guys want to give us kind of what your favorite musical is, we would love to play something from it.
You can even
it,
give
so.
Us multiple options.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how big our fan base is, but I mean, I'm thinking like thousands. It's pretty high, right?
Oh, you're so funny. So, and I'm going to even try to get some of our other shows that are up at this radio station to even help promote it, whether they like it or not.
Yeah. Hey,
they don't know that
David,
yet,
maybe you could
let
the
guys over on Off on a Tangent.
You bet.
Yeah, and I bet Nancy and Old Lovable Jack will help us out on Notes.
Yep.
And, I almost said Notes from the Stage. Sorry, guys. But when music was music, so.
I actually, there's a question. I don't know that we've ever talked about musicals on Off on a Tangent.
Really?
I have
well,
no
you will
idea
now.
If any of the guys watch musicals.
Well, I mean, there's
Well, I know Jim does by default because he's got kids.
He's got the kids.
So, you know.
House full of women. He has to.
Yeah, except for Beauty and the Beast. I know he absolutely hates Beauty and the Beast. So he refuses to watch that.
Well, that's going
to
be in one of my top.
I know. That's actually in our top 25 list.
Yes, but it's not.
Coming up in a couple weeks, so it's super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just, yep.
So up next, we've got one from Ashley. What do you think
number 8?
Oh, what movie? I'm lost my place and I can't.
She's using her iPad tonight.
I know.
She forgot to print out an extra
copy.
So anyway, the next up number 8 is going to be My Fair Lady.
Yeah, so David, we're going to play a song from that. We will play I Could Have Danced All Night, actually, yep. Is what the song is. So okay. You guys enjoy this.
Bed, I couldn't go to bed. My head's too light to try to set it down. Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night and still.
Man, yeah. That was awesome.
Yeah, I know it's one of your...
I'm sitting here in the studio, like, seeing it.
She was. She was attempting to do this opera voice, which was...
It was awful.
Epic, which I know is another favorite word of yours.
Yeah, it's all right. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So, Ashley.
What? I was looking at my phone. I'm sorry. my padre was texting me.
What? So, what song was that?
Yeah.
Who sang it? Mm-hmm, what was it from? Mm-hmm, what year? Kay. Come on.
Yeah.
It was number 8 on our list of the top 25 movie musicals.
Yeah, it was My Fair Lady. I Could Have Danced All Night. It was Marnie Nixon. I don't
Andre
know,
Previn. Yep, Mona them. Washburn.
Yeah, you're better with names.
And the chorus and the orchestra.
Yep.
From?
I said My Fair Lady.
Oh, you did? I'm sorry.
Yeah, the 64 movie. Jeez, yeah. She's not even listening to me.
You know, I listened to this on the way here. Rude. When I was getting you your hot cocoa there.
Hey, thanks.
I turned this on. Sometimes I like to turn on our playlist before the show.
It's probably a good plan.
Yeah. Well, no, I just like to listen to it. Just kind of jog my memory, even though I've listened to it pretty much while I'm putting it all together, like putting our music together.
Mm-hmm.
But I think my childhood has officially been ruined because...
Oh, no.
Well, not ruined. I'm just being exaggerating. I'm sorry. But...
Overshadowed.
Yeah, thank you.
Besmirched.
Yes. Thank you, David.
Bedraggled. I got more. I could go on.
Oh, boy.
But you said that Marnie Nixon sang this, and mm-hmm. she dubbed a lot of voices, and we talked about that even last week. Mm-hmm. And so I'm listening to it. I'm like, oh, I can't even picture Audrey Hepburn singing it anymore.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I picture Marnie Nixon's face in the spotlight of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, it ruined everything because I...
Kind of ruined a lot of them for me.
Yeah, it did.
We should do like a Marnie Nixon show of just all of the ones that she's actually dubbed for, which is a lot.
Yeah, we looked at that. That was, yeah, there was a lot. Because she also dubbed another song that we're playing tonight, too.
Yep.
So, really quick, Shasta's coming up next week.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
And I already said...
And your list scares her.
If my what?
Your list scares her. Scares her.
Did she already see the list?
No, your list. You said she's on your list.
Oh, my list. Oh gosh. Jeez. I didn't go to work today, so sorry. I'm a little like out of touch with reality right now.
That's all right. It's
uh-huh. All right. No, that's fine, but I will be putting her to work though. So if you're coming up, yay. But you will get some stuff to introduce.
Yeah, oh, definitely. We'll definitely have some color on our page.
We made our moms do it, so.
Yep, so she's going to be in it. Mm-hmm. She's used to being on the radio. She's a dispatcher for 911.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
She works with Carl, unfortunately. Well, I guess they don't really work together.
They don't, yeah, so not anymore.
They don't kiss each other a whole lot, mm-hmm. yeah, because their shifts are different. But, so, My Fair Lady, let's get back to that really quick.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add?
Good show.
Well, I know that it was one of the... and Brady. No. It was one of the last Hollywood films that was made by the vast, you know, big armies of people, the craftsmen that made the sets.
Oh, okay.
And all of the outfits and, yeah, it's...
Really?
Downscaled now by a lot.
Well, yeah. I guess
or they outsource to other companies to come
in. To bring
in
the stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So,
which I could see. It might be cheaper that way and might not take as much time. So you have other people that are... willing to do all that.
Yep.
Yeah, so okay. We're not really on track with a whole lot tonight. But why don't we go ahead and play number 9?
Yeah, it's going to be American in Paris. Have you seen this one?
I have seen this one. I do like this
one. I have too.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Well, and Gene Kelly's in it, so psh.
Duh.
All right. Oh, hey, really quick before we play a song.
Yeah.
Can we say hi? I want to say hi to somebody.
Your kid?
Well, go ahead.
Well, yeah. Hi, Penelope. Of course. Okay. But hi, Nancy. Nancy's listening. She's
good for her.
Every Friday night, her and old level
Nancy.
Jack
I'm
are up here.
A lot of Nancy's. Got to be a little more specific.
No. Miss Nancy, her and old level Jack are up here every Friday night for When Music Was Music from 7 to 9 p.m.
I got
rhythm.
I got
music.
I got
my gal, who could ask for anything more?
I got
Daisy.
I got
in green pastures.
I got
my gal, who could ask for anything more? Old man Trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him round my door.
Vous comprenez ça?
No.
For anything more, who could ask for anything more? J'ai du rythme,
j'ai de la musique. J'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? J'ai des daisies dans green pastures. J'ai ma chérie, who could ask for anything more? Old man trouble, I don't mind him. You won't find him hanging round my door. Company summit.
That was American in Paris. I've Got Rhythm. It was
I've Got Rhythm.
Oh boy, here she goes.
I've got music.
She was dancing earlier.
Boy, you know, the first
dancey song, you know?
Yeah.
You know, the first time I ever heard that song actually wasn't from An American in Paris. It was on My Girl. The grandma sings it.
That's so funny.
I got rhythm.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Have I seen this?
What's
the name of this movie?
My Girl. Oh, this movie that we just played a song from?
No, the one you heard it. My Girl.
My Girl.
Who's
yeah.
in that?
Jonathan Taylor Thomas? No, not Jonathan Taylor. What am I saying?
No.
The kid from Home Alone.
I think I have seen that.
Why am I'm
blanking. Macaulay Culkin?
Macaulay Culkin. Thank you. Dan Aykroyd.
I was like doing the face.
I knew
I'm
who you were talking about.
Okay. Home Alone. Okay. Yeah.
I knew who you were talking about.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that guy.
Yeah exactly. Okay, so back to An American in Paris with Gene Kelly.
Originally, this movie was directed by Vincent Minnelli. And, originally. Kelly's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Well, he's just tied into a lot of movies that are on this list, actually.
Yes.
So
he was
being
actually
Judy Garland's husband.
Well, okay, so.
Sorry, did I just ruin that for everybody?
Kind of.
You?
He was getting a divorce from Judy Garland while this film was being made. And because he was being tied up with that, he actually really didn't direct that much. Mostly it was Gene Kelly who directed the film.
Oh, okay, okay.
Even though he's not credited with doing that.
Which he directed a lot of his own stuff anyway, so.
Yes. Was actually the one who originally found his co-star. What's her name? Gosh darn it. I'm going to, forget her name. Was it Leslie? Is it Carson or Karn? Anyway, Leslie. He was originally the one who even came up with the idea. They were going to have, an American actress do it. But he wanted an authentic French actress.
Woman in there.
Woman.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he went over there. She was a ballerina in I don't remember now where, if it was like the New York Ballet. But anyway, he saw her like a year prior, and then the year later when him and his wife were out touring, they saw her again and convinced her to become the actress, which she then later went on to star in Lily and Gigi.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And Gigi. I think we, didn't we play a song from Gigi a couple weeks ago?
Yep, yeah. But she was like the triple threat. So she was the actress, a singer, a dancer. She was it. So anyway, in the film, there's the last sequence, the last part of the film is a 17-minute ballet. And they actually ended up taking a hiatus in the film so that Gene Kelly could choreograph the 17-minute ballet. And it was quite a few months. Yeah. And it even ended up costing them about $500,000.
Holy cow.
When it was all said and done.
That was a lot of money back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway, that was just random.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. A little something for you.
You know what? We want to remind all of you that you're listening to Notes from the Stage on KNNA LP 95.7 FM right here in Lincoln, Nebraska. And our next song we have coming up tonight
is another one of yours.
It is.
It's another one of your, probably in your top 10 or so.
This is like probably number 3.
Yeah.
In one day, I watched this movie back to back 14 times.
I think it's even your mama's
favorite.
I
played it and rewound it. Yep. Yep. So we're going to let you guys know that right now it's going to be the trolley song from Meet Me in St. Louis.
And my hair piled high upon my head, I went to lose a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead. With his light brown derby and his bright green tie, he was quite the handsomest of men. The trolley, ding, ding, ding went the bell, zing, zing, zing went my heart springs from the moment I saw him I fell. Chug, chug, chug went the motor, bump, bump, bump went the brake, thump, thump, thump went my heart strings, when he smiled I could feel the car shake. He tipped his hat and took the seat. He said he hoped he hadn't stepped upon my feet. He asked my name, I held my breath. I couldn't speak because he scared me half to death. Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Pop, pop, pop went the wheels. Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings. As he started to go, then I started to know how it feels when the universe reels. The day was bright, the air was sweet, the smell of honey.
the Trolley Song by Judy Garland, and also the plethora of people from the movie Meet Me in St. Louis,
yeah,
the chorus.
The way it's, yeah, so just the MGM studio chorus is all it's credited.
Oh, okay, there we go. There yeah. we go. That was from, well, Meet Me in St. Louis, 1944. And we actually played another song from that movie in our Christmas special that we did with our moms here and my sister. It was Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Judy Garland sings towards the end of the movie to her sister Tootie.
Yup. Well, and both of those songs are ranked on the American Film Institute Top 100 Songs.
Yep. So the Trolley Song is rated...
Number 24.
26.
Or 26.
And then...
yep, 26. I was trying to find my right notes where I could find it.
And then Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas is ranked 72.
Yes.
Yep, yep, yep. So, because I love Judy Garland, and I love The Wizard of Oz, obviously.
Yep.
A lot.
Yeah, okay, enough to tattoo your body.
Exactly. so I'm going to put a little spin in there really quick to put together Meet Me in St. Louis and The Wizard of Oz. So after Tootie, towards kind of like the middle of the movie where she's crashing Lon's going away party, what is so funny?
My mom goes, Kelly doesn't need notes for this.
No, I really, actually, I didn't know this fact.
I could have just done it
right
like
now.
I did was when Wizard of Oz came, Callie has got all information.
Yeah.
And just left that as the notes. Mm-hmm. I could have. But I thought I'd spice
okay.
it up
this
a little
worked
extra.
Out because I like what I'm going to share right now. So
okay, good.
So Tootie, the little sister, she crashes her brother Lon's going away party because he's going off to college and stuff. And Esther chimes in, which is the second youngest daughter, and asks... Tootie, if she would like to recite, did you ever see a rabbit climb a tree for the company for everybody that's at the party?
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually a nonsense poem from Father Goose, his book, written in 1899 by L. Frank Baum, who was the author of The Wizard of Oz, who Judy Garland then starred in as well. So I thought that was kind of cool. I actually did not know that. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything's related to Wizard of Oz by degrees of separation.
Well,
yeah,
it's funny because
cool.
even
like Kevin Bacon.
A Star right? is
yeah,
Born,
exactly. yeah.
even The Star is Born, the one with Judy Garland, even
yeah,
had a
that
tie-in.
One had, what was it? The director, he had the director of A Star is Born
mm-hmm.
had, he was actually, what he was hired from Gone with the Wind, and
yes.
he spent a week directing tests for The Wizard of Oz. So what he did was he took Judy Garland and her look as Dorothy and took out a blonde wig and the makeup department and gave her a more natural look. They, you know, throughout the entire movie, they tried to make her look extremely young
right.
because in the
right.
book, it's a younger girl. But so, yeah, so he came in and he changed a lot of that. And it's kind of cool in the special edition box set that I have for The Wizard of Oz. One
in
of the
all
two.
900 books. And yeah, she yeah. always gets 100 yeah. on all the Wizard of Oz tests, you know. She's
oh,
not fair to play with.
I like I said, I beat Brittany every time we play Disney trivia. We haven't played in a long time. I think she's a sore loser. Okay. She knows I'll just win every time.
I feel like if you lose every time and you don't want to lose every time, that's not being a sore loser.
No, I know. I know.
That's just saving some dignity and just
yeah.
calling it.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
just sensible retreat.
mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But... I don't know where I was going with that. That's fine. Whatever. I've shared probably a ton of Wizard of Oz stuff that not everybody needs to know, and they're just like, ugh, seriously, Callie, just stop. Just,
hey.
Just be quiet. You're
hey.
Done.
Hey. I value
David.
All trivia.
Thank you. Thank
that's
you.
Some, that's some good trivia right there.
We do share a lot of fun factoids mm-hmm. and trivia up here. I like it. It's fun.
Well, and I guess another one, Judy Garland, when she recorded the Trolley Song, she did it in one take.
Which is amazing.
Because she's that awesome.
Well, it's Judy Garland. I mean, come on.
But I guess during the filming, she missed 13 days.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Pushing back, I guess their original budgeted for like 58 days to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
it
took 70 or whatever.
Took about 70 days.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd she miss all those days? You happen to know?
You're not supposed to ask that question because I don't have that answer.
Ugh.
David, gosh.
I mean, it just seemed
who knows?
Like
it was Judy Garland.
I was like, I don't remember. I remember, I think, when we did the Christmas special, I researched it. But it was talking about she was going through some sort of... mental, I don't remember. There's something
she had a
life.
Lot of things that happened in
yeah.
her life, and it was just she had a rough life towards the last half,
troubled
I mean, actually,
artist.
Even yeah. from the beginning.
And isn't
I mean,
this the one that Vincent Minnelli directed?
He directed.
And she ended up yep. marrying him from yep. this movie.
Which you then shared also on our Christmas show, for people who might have not been listening. Uh-huh. Vincent Minnelli is the reason
shame
why...
Shame on you. I'm just kidding.
I was like, shame on me. What?
Not you. Shame on those but people on for not listening to us.
That's okay. It's okay. Some people might have been busy. Hey, we love you. Thank you for joining in tonight.
Oh, well, I guess.
but he was the reason why he, or Vincent Minnelli was the one that said, take off all the makeup for, you know, Judy Garland.
Well, it was more like, because she was always the girl next door.
Yeah.
Look.
Yep. So he completely changed the look for her and then.
Made her a woman.
Yeah. So, which then she went on, you know,
and that was her
like
signature look
like
in her later life.
Yeah, yeah, like Easter Parade and mm-hmm. Stuff like that. So, our next song up tonight is our number 11 on the AFI's Top 25 Movie Musicals
which
in the last 100 years.
We are going to go see this one in 2 weekends.
Yes,
so
we are.
I am
nice.
So stoked
yeah.
about it.
Yeah.
So, number 11.
Number 11. Go ahead, Ashley.
Is The King and I. Shall We Dance?
We've just been introduced. I do not know you well, but when the music started, something drew me to your side. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It made me think we might be similarly odd. Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Or perchance, when the last little star has left the sky, shall we still?
shall we dance? Shall we? Okay, I'm done.
That was Shall We Dance from The King and I. And there was Yul Brynner, Deborah Kerr, and once again, Marnie Nixon. She literally, I think, has done everything.
I think this is her third song in the top 10 now that she's, well, I guess top 11.
Yeah.
On the list.
Did she ever play a character, like a whole part, or was that just her career she did? Bits of singing.
The voiceovers.
You know, I can definitely check that out. You guys.
You know, I really don't know right off the top of my noggin. I haven't found it yet. So far, no. So far, she's just dubbed the voices.
Besides, she did the voice for the grandmother on Grandma Mulan.
Grandma Fa from Mulan.
Oh, right,
I mean, that's one character that she played that she didn't have to technically dub the voice for.
But I don't know if she was actually, like, in a movie, like, where we actually see what she looks like. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't know. But anyway, so back to The King and I. Deborah Kerr, she ended up. Her gowns she would wear for the film were so large and in charge between all of the petticoats, the hoops, the pleats, everything. Each one weighed about 30 to 40 pounds.
Isn't that crazy?
Those things were ginormous.
Yeah.
Those dresses were, it was awesome.
So even under all those hot lights from the set and her wearing these ginormous gowns, she ended up losing 12 pounds. And they even nicknamed her the Melting Miss Kerr. Isn't that funny? I know. So random.
That's intense. So when she's saying, shall we dance, she's really saying, shall we go to the gym?
Yeah.
Work up a sweat?
Yeah. Well, and so speaking of the Shall We Dance movie, I guess I found out that she actually got so bruised from just that dance sequence in the film from her hoops on her skirt. I guess they kept banging into her leg.
Ugh.
I know. Well, and I also, so from that same, from this same dance sequence, Yul Brynner, I guess, was a heavy chain smoker. And
of course he was.
Right? And so he actually had already lost a lung to this habit. So he had already, he's just one lung in it. And throughout the takes, he had to have oxygen in between the takes.
They're both just falling apart. I remember I saw a documentary a while back on Yul Brynner's life, and he also had, it was either a knee injury or an ankle injury. All during the filming of that. So
That's crazy. He
was limping, you know, limping all around.
That man
backstage.
Was like legit falling apart.
Yeah.
Couldn't breathe. He was limping.
It's
impressive, though, that he was able to.
Right. Testament to his just how professional he was that you could not tell at all in that dance sequence, particularly.
Mm-hmm.
He was just all for it.
Yep. So, hey, I found out like a real random tidbit. You'll like it, I guess. So,
What's that? The
real life. Person who Deborah Kerr plays, the teacher, was obviously based on a real person, and her name was Anne Lenaut. I don't even have to say last name. Can I like my work on it?
Lowen?
Sure. I don't know.
We'll go with that.
And so she was, at the time, it was the schoolmistress at the Court of Siam. She actually was the aunt of Boris Karloff.
No way.
Boris Karloff.
Yeah. Random. You're welcome.
Frankenstein's monster himself.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right? That's Frankenstein. That's the guy who played Frankenstein's monster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
in the original Frankenstein. Yeah. Marnie Nixon, she played Sister Sophia from Sound of Music.
Oh, right. We talked about that last week. Yeah.
Otherwise, pretty much all her voices, all she did was dubbing voices.
She was like the Andy Serkis of Broadway singing.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess.
Awesome bit parts.
Speaking of Marnie Nixon, she was actually on set of The King and I when it was being made and when they were running through like the choreography and talking scenes or whatever singing stuff, she would mimic Deborah Kerr so that the facial expressions, the influx
when
and whatever
stuff, it would
that they would match each other when she did it. So she only had a short amount of time that she was contracted to do the actual like voiceover part or the singing part. But yeah, she went to the set and she would try to mimic Deborah Kerr.
That's cool. I mean, that's a good thing actually to do. So
yeah, she wanted to make sure that her emphasis on certain words were the same of what, so it would match the film when she was actually singing or faux singing. I don't know.
I think that's got to be part of the reason that when they animate characters, they base the animation, like how the character looks, on how the actor looks a lot of times.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of intangible things go into the sound of a voice.
Yep. Well, we see all those CGIs when they show the like back or behind the scenes, all the little dots all over the actors' faces.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I always look so funny.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool, though.
All right, so number 12 on our list is Chicago, the 2002 film.
So excite.
We I have think a little history. This is like one of two songs that we can play on from this musical, unfortunately.
Which is a sad situation.
It is.
But we have a little history with this film, which we can talk about after the song.
Sounds good.
Mr. Billy Flynn in the press conference rag. Notice how his mouth never moves. Almost.
Where'd you come from?
Mississippi.
And your parents?
Very wealthy.
Where are they now?
6 feet under. But she was granted one more start, the convent of the Sacred Heart.
Away, convinced me to elope one day.
Oh, you poor dear, I can't believe what you've been through. A convent girl, a runaway marriage. Now tell us, Roxy, who's Fred Casely?
My ex-boyfriend.
Why'd you shoot him?
I was leaving.
Was he angry?
Like a madman. Still, I said, Fred, move along. She knew that she was doing wrong.
Then describe it.
She had none, and yet we both reached for the gun.
Reach for the Gun, Richard Gere, Renee Zellweger, and Christine Baranski from the 2002 show Chicago. I'm sorry I just stole that from you, but you weren't talking, so...
That's okay. You do you, babe.
Hey, really quick. Okay, so we can get into about the musical and stuff like that. But Christine Baranski, so she also sings in Mamma Mia that came out 2006-ish, I think was when it came out. 2007, maybe?
Sure, we'll go with that. I have no idea.
Wait, no, actually...
Shall I look it up?
It might have been like 2000.
Ready to be shocked. Guess who has not seen Mamma Mia?
I haven't, but that's not shocking.
Are you kidding me? So me getting all excited. Okay, I got really excited the other night. We went and saw
The Last Showman. No, The Greatest Showman.
The Greatest Showman. Atlanta. I am really excited to be able to play some of that music on here. I am so not excited. Stopped listening to the soundtrack.
It's good.
That was good. But so
no
we saw
alerts.
Yeah, no. Okay. Anyways, we saw previews for Mamma Mia 2. Oh.
She lost her ever loving mind. She got so excited.
I did.
Yay.
And now I know why you didn't get as excited as Tina and I did, because you've never seen it. Okay, so we're doing that this weekend at some point, or at some time. We're going to be watching Mamma Mia. You'll love it. It's
as long
amazing.
As you bring your child.
Well,
we're fine.
Okay. Well, that's automatic. So, anyways, but Christine Baranski, she plays in Mamma Mia, and she also sang a part in this song as the news reporter. So,
yes.
2008.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were close-ish.
Close
I remember
enough.
Seeing it in theater. Yeah.
Close enough. Horseshoes and radio.
You call it post high school. So that's how I, high school and college, that's how I like can remember years and stuff for things. It's,
yeah.
That's pretty standard, I feel like.
Yeah.
That's how
feels like after college, everything has kind of been scrunched together.
Yeah, pretty much.
But speaking of high school.
Okay, high school. Yes.
Well, this movie came out
Chicago.
While we were in high school. And it was like our jam.
It did come out when you were in high school,
We were such nerds.
We drove around in your Corsica.
My Chevy, turquoise Chevy Corsica with Scooby-Doo
on the
all
dashboard.
Over.
Well, remember the Scooby-Doo bobblehead you had on your dashboard?
Yep.
Yeah.
And then we would
It was pretty intense.
Put,
it was like Scooby-Doo
I don't even, think I had
videos.
It on tape. I think that's back when the classic iPods were first put out. Was it that one? Do we have that on? CD
no,
on that?
No, it was on
or
it was
tape.
On tape. I think we actually
I don't think my car could play CD.
It couldn't. No. No, it was on tape because we recorded it in your basement from the CD onto tape.
I couldn't remember.
And then we could play it on the tape deck in your car.
Yep, hats down memory lane. If younger kids are listening, they're going, what's a tape?
What's a tape?
Seriously.
How do you play tape?
Yeah, how do you do that? I don't know.
Dude, you know, I
and you're like
about
A side and B side. And you're, yeah. Nobody knows now.
Yeah.
I mean, well, people know, but it really will age you.
It will.
Real quick.
So.
But anyway, so
so yeah, we used to drive around like crazy in your
Cruise
car.
Cruise O Street.
Oh,
blaring
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
My favorite.
We thought we were cool.
My favorite actress on there actually was Mama Morton. I'm like, if I could play any of them because.
Which was played by Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which I randomly, by the way, was also Kathy Bates was originally.
Which I think is so
was supposed to be up for the. Casted. There we
she
go.
She was supposed to be casted as Mama Morton.
Yep.
Yeah.
But instead she did
About Schmidt.
About Schmidt. Mm-hmm. And Queen Latifah, which coincidentally, both were nominated for supporting actresses in 2003 for their respected films. I thought that was crazy. But anywho, side note. I'm well, you're, yeah. So I was reading, as per
you were
usual.
Reading.
Nice job.
Such an haters. Gosh. So I guess there was a lot of actors that were supposed to be Billy Flynn, who Richard Gere ended up getting the film, which I didn't even know he could sing.
Same.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his voice is just, it's a little different. I don't know.
It's
like,
my
it's
favorite,
like hearing
but,
Pierce Brosnan sing
but,
in Mamma Mia.
So,
originally,
it
was different, yeah.
The one who they originally, so they had like people who were potentially going to be casted who were up for the place was going to be Kevin Spacey, John Cusack, Steve Martin, Kevin Kline, and Rupert Everett. And what they really were going to try to pull in was going to be Hugh Jackman, which would have been great, except he ended up turning it down because he said he was too young for the part.
Oh, well, that could be. That I could see that.
So he was too young, so he said,
which he plays
no,
in The Greatest Showman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But so I guess John Travolta, though, was another
one. I
really
want to play some music from that so bad.
Which one?
The greatest showman,
yeah.
But it's not on our list, so we'll have to wait. We'll have to wait like a while. Sorry, guys.
So there was, I guess, there was a few films in that time frame that John Travolta and Richard Gere were both up for, and Travolta, or I guess Gere ended up getting them because Travolta turned them all down. So things like one of the movies was Officer and a Gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine anybody other than.
Richard Gere, even
playing
that, yeah.
It just doesn't feel right.
Hi, Mom. Okay, there we go. I'm done.
Is she listening now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Had to get that in.
I'm like, wow, that was
show.
So random.
It just popped up on my iPad. She said, I'm listening.
So in the film,
I guess. Mom says, yay, John Travolta.
Right.
That's her Hollywood crush. Oh, yeah. Oh. Hands down.
I don't know who my moms are. She's probably got a few.
He has a remarkably large head. Just throwing it out there. He's,
yes.
It's like he has dwarfism, but he's fully grown.
Yeah. Yeah.
So originally, I guess Richard Gere in the movie, he has a little dance, a dance scene. And in it, originally he took dance lessons or tap dance lessons for 3 months for a scene that was shot in half a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it was like a lot of prep for nothing. No. Yeah, it was a lot of work. It was kind of funny. And I guess another one was supposed to be... Oh, is it? Oh, it's...
It
oh.
is time.
Oh,
I'm
that's
really sorry,
so sad.
Ashley.
Okay, fine. We'll talk about it later. That's fine.
Well, you can finish your note.
No,
I mean, we just have 30 seconds to say goodbye.
No,
so.
Okay. That's cute.
We want to thank everybody for joining us right here on Notes from the Stage on KNNA LP 95.7 FM. We are here every Thursday night from
5 to 6.
Woo-woo!
Yep, and if you tune in next week, we will have the remaining of the list.
Yeah, and Shasta will be here. So, everybody, good night.
Night.